You have got to be kidding me. You can't tell me that you actually believe something so absurd. Why, no one in their right mind believes in such fanciful nonsense. Are you crazy or are you mentally deficient in some way? Only the weak-minded need to hold on to this belief in your so-called God. If you were of sound mind, you wouldn't need that kind of crutch to lean on. Have you ever heard anyone make statements like those? Especially when you've spoken of your faith in Jesus Christ. If you have, then you are not alone, and if you have not, you will. I know I've heard some version of all three of these statements. The simple fact is that the, and I'm holding up quotation marks, wise and worldly wisdom of today find your belief and my belief in God and His Son Jesus Christ to be completely foolish or to be completely absurd. Today's, quote, wisdom has ruled out the very existence of God. Since the very beginning, though, there have been those that scoff at the reality of God from the earliest time in history. Man was aware of God. He revealed himself to Adam and Eve and to their descendants. The brothers Cain and Abel, they knew God. Cain knew God. Cain turned his back on God, though, and went off into the world. His descendants followed in his rebellion until they had forgotten there was only, or there was a God who spoke to their forefathers. By the time of Noah, really there's only one family that was still true to God. Noah and his forefathers, and you kind of go all the way back to Adam through Seth, that family, those descendants, that branch of the family of Adam, they seems like they stayed faithful throughout all of the generations while the rest of the world forgot. But by the time we get down to the events in Genesis chapter 6, there are only now 8 members of this family left that are still faithful to God. And that is, of course, Noah and his wife and his 3 sons and their 3 wives. They're all faithful to God. These 8 people, this part of the family, these 8 members of the family are the only ones that survived because they were the only ones that were still faithful at the time of the flood. All the rest of the human race, except for those 8 people, died. Then as time went on, of course, the descendants of Noah, they once more went in the way of Cain and willfully walked away from God. Over in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 22, we see an indication that the ancient world knew God because he had showed them himself to them. Read with me in Romans 1, beginning with verse 18, says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." So they knew God. He showed himself to them. There is no excuse for rejecting God. But what happened is they refused to glorify him as God. And then their minds became corrupted with vain imaginations. They professed that they had become wise in their own thinking and no longer needed a God to lean upon. God says they became fools in their worldly so-called wisdom. The inspired psalmist wrote in Psalm 14 and verse 1, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." It is foolish to have that idea that there is no God. Now, when we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning there also with the 18th verse, notice there, read with me down through the end of the chapter. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 18, it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? And after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God stronger than man. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And so, you know, here we see that man's so-called wisdom is foolishness in light of the true wisdom of God and his word. You know, the wisdom of man causes the majority of mankind to reject the gospel out of hand, though. Man's wisdom denies that there is a God because he cannot be understood with the senses. He can't be seen, proved to exist with scientific methods. You know, man's wisdom again rejects the virgin birth of Jesus as a biological impossibility. Man's wisdom grudgingly admits, perhaps, that a man named Jesus did live, but all the miracles attributed to him, well, those are just figments of someone's overworked imagination. Man's wisdom says that death is final and that nothing comes after, so it's impossible for Jesus to have been resurrected. The wise in this world consider religion to be simply a crutch, or worse, they consider it to be the problem rather than the answer to man's problems. You know, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, even those who professed a belief in Jehovah God, who claimed to follow his law his law given through Moses, they stumbled at the idea of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, to the Jews, to them the thought that God's promised Messiah would be crucified by his own people was, you know, anathema. You know, they held to the concept of everyone, or cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree. Galatians 3 verse 13, of course, it's quoting from Deuteronomy 21 verses 22 and 23. They said, how could the promised one be hanged upon a tree? How could such a man go on to become a great king in the glory of King David? This is utter folly. And for this reason, most of the Jews rejected the man, the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth. You know, all of this worldly wisdom of the Greeks and the scoffing of the unbelieving Jews, all of this God's word makes foolish. You know, these ancients, they may have rejected the gospel then, but now they've been brought into a recognition of their foolishness and the absurd pride that they showed in rejecting the only thing that could have saved them from the very pit of torment they now inhabit. That same pit they will continue to inhabit for all of eternity, along with the devil and his angels. Now, to those who believe and whose belief has led them to complete obedience to Jesus Christ, the gospel is the power of God. You know, Paul wrote in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. You know, Paul encourages us to follow his example and not be ashamed. You know, let not the so-called wisdom of man hinder you from the truth. Never be ashamed to boldly profess that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You know, it is the foolishness of preaching this gospel is what God has chosen to save men from their sins. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to profess your love and your devotion to Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior.